Hello, this is Bennett from Kill Radio, and I'd like to do a little commentary this morning, because we're always being lied to, you know. The fear-mongering that's going on by this government that of this country I live in is not helped by the media. Just last week, ABC ran a two-hour so-called news story about the way the world could end. And they did a countdown of all the different methods that could destroy the Earth right now, including asteroids striking us, and avian flu, and nuclear weapons, and all that, and concluded that our most dangerous threat was global warming. That might be true, but they were just trying to get good ratings by scaring us. They were trying to be like Fox or something. One of the things that's been a mantra in the media, in television, wherever you go, is that our children are in danger from predators. That the children in the community are going to be attacked by strangers and raped and murdered. And that is... And that the recidivism rate, if somebody is a child molester, the recidivism rate is ridiculously high, because if you catch one and they get out of jail, they're just going to go back and do it again. That's the mantra. That you can't cure a child molester. He is bound in his genes to go back and rape another child. This is the Law and Order TV show just states that over and over and over again. And I like that show. But it's not true. It's not true. You're more likely to be predated by somebody in your family than you are by a stranger. The FBI statistics show that stranger attacks happen between 50 and 150 times a year. And this has been steadily true, statistically steadily true, for over 20 years, 25, 30 years. 50 to 150 times a year, usually more towards the 50 than the higher number. And, I mean, which isn't to say that if 50 children are kidnapped by strangers, that's not a horrible thing. But statistically, it's just a blip. I mean, we've got 300 million people in this country. So if something that happens 50 times is irrelevant. It does mean that you have to pay attention, but it's not like there is some threat. And as for the recidivism rate, in actual statistical studies following people who have committed child crimes like that, The actual percentage of criminals who repeat, 3 to 5% within 3 years. 3 to 5%. They're trying to tell you that you can't cure a child molester, when in fact 95% of them commit one crime that they get caught at and they never do it again. Again, yeah, a terrible crime, but let's be realistic. Let's stop trying to scare everybody. Predator panic. NBC had this programming that they ran in the late spring and early summer showing how different internet predators would come to this girl's house, this 14-year-old girl's house, looking to have sex with her. Well, that's called entrapment, because in fact there were adult men, policemen, prowling the internet to try to find child predators. And they were pretending to be a 14-year-old girl that was interested in sex. And they weren't on, they were doing this not in children's chat rooms, not in safely controlled chat rooms, but they're looking around in places where you expect to find people like that. Now, are they committing crimes, these guys? I guess so. but it's called entrapment because there ain't no, there was no 14-year-old girl at the end of the line in the first place. And when they arrive at the house, some there's usually, according to the TV shows that I saw, there would be some young woman who was over the age of consent who would pretend to be the 14-year-old girl and would call out things like, I've got to change my pants. Oh, I spilled something on him. Or why don't you get yourself comfortable and I'll get myself comfortable. And the guy, sometimes they even strip down naked waiting for her to show up. But it's called entrapment. There is no 14-year-old girl actually there. So it's the police setting up a sting, you know. And then the NBC guy comes out and talks to the person who then exits. And then it was seen over and over and over again. It was like the climax of every time somebody showed up. 9 or 20, you know, a whole bunch of cops would run out, grab the guy, force him face down on the pavement and handcuff him, and then throw him in a police car. They couldn't just walk up to him, stop him, and put him in the police car. They had to throw him face down on the ground and handcuff him and humiliate him. So they entrap him, and then they humiliate him even worse, and then take him up to jail. This is the this is them trying to protect us from predators by using all kinds of fake means in order to it's all this revenge of this fantasy that these people are never going to, you know, are the worst criminals in the world. Worst criminals are the white collar criminals, the ones who set other people's lives in motion by stealing from them or sending them off to wars or something. Those are the worst criminals. These pathetic human wretches who can't communicate with people their own age and have to look for young children to communicate with. They're sad, and they need to be taken care of, but they need to be monitored, whatever. But they don't need to be entrapped and hurt and humiliated. Because that doesn't make anything better. It just makes them mad. So this predator panic that's out there, who's starting it? I mean, who's, you know, who really is the victim in this, you know? And I'm not here to support it. I'm not into 13-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls. That's not what I'm into. But I'm into, hey, our rights as people. It's time for us to, use some sense at the very least. So it's just another lie that they're telling us, and you know, I can't stand the lies. So that's a brief commentary from Kill Radio. You can write to me at chillroom@killradio.org if you have anything you want to say to me about this. Thanks for listening.